Welcome back to the show. The Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Whew. What's this I see about Oprah having to
what
do reshoots?
What is this I see about her?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, she did that big interview with Harry and Meghan, and it was all set and ready to go, and they were working on the editing of it, and everything was fine. But something happened, which kind of changed things. Buckingham Palace announced on Friday that both Meghan and Harry have officially quit the royal family.
Yep.
With the Duke, 36 years old, losing his military titles as well. So, the pair had been interviewed by Oprah last week, shortly before being stripped of these royal rules. This according to The Sun. The interview has now been significantly edited, according to The Mirror.
What?
A source said that when the Duke and Duchess spoke, it was never envisioned that they would have their patronages taken away. They didn't see it coming and spoke as they still had roles to play. Now, however, other than their titles, they are to have no role in royal life, a point producers know was not discussed when Oprah spoke with them. Neither the Sussexes nor the television crew saw the fallout of their interview leading to this. Harry and Meghan thought that they would retain their roles, according to The Sun. But things have significantly changed for them since they eagerly sat down with Winfrey and apparently poured their hearts out to her. So TLDR, it looks out of date now, because now there has been a formal stripping of the roles. And so now it feels like they're sitting down with Oprah, but she's not asking that most important question. So the question is, would there be reshoots? They say that CBS wants to reshoot some of the interview in light of the changes, this according to an insider. But whether or not this will actually happen is, maybe they would add an addendum. Maybe Oprah would get them on the horn and say, you know, and coming up at the end of this, we do a follow-up with them and what's changed since we shot this interview.
Yeah, that sounds like the better way to go, right?
Yeah. But always a little bit of, always a little bit of drama. The statement that had been released by the palace said the queen wrote to say that it is, quote, not possible to continue with the responsibilities and duties that come with a life of public service. But Harry and Meghan hit back and said, we can all live a life of service. Service is universal. To which Prince William
said,
was reportedly
oh, no,
left,
you didn't.
Well, they didn't have him as quite, no, you didn't. More like, no, you didn't. Because they say Prince William was reportedly left really sad and genuinely shocked over his brother Harry and Meghan Markle's, quote, petulant response to the queen.
Oh, good word. Well, you just don't do that to the queen. But they do have a good point. You're just not supposed to answer her back, you know. You know what I mean, Steve?
Yeah.
You hear
me? Yeah, I know. I'm looking at their quote. We can all live a life of service. Service is universal. I mean, let's stop acting like that as a clapback to the queen. They're just human beings talking about service and how no matter your position, you can do it.
Yeah, like be like us. We're still serving the community. Don't worry about it.
Yes.
Lizzie.
Hey.
Oh, sorry.
No, that you can't do.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Anyway, so a little bit of drama. No word yet if there will be any reshoots.
Okay.
When is that puppy scheduled to air, that interview? Isn't it March 4th, 7th?
It's a week from this Sunday, I think.
The 7th from this Sunday? The 7th. Yeah, that does sound right. So we'll see if anything changes with that. Now, deep tease, at the beginning of the show, we talked about an age gap that was out there with, who was it? You were talking about rockers or Tweed or poor man's Johnny Depp.
Yeah, I don't remember. And you were like, oh, but wait.
If you think that's a big age difference in a romantic relationship, wait till you hear Lionel Richie. Lionel Richie has been dating this woman, by the way, since 2014. Her name is Lisa Parigi. But apparently, Twitter went all crazy over the age gap that just hit home to all of Twitter, I guess. Maybe because Idol's in production, I don't know. On Monday, Page Six says a photo of the couple popped back up on social media with Richie, 71, cuddling up to lifestyle blogger, his girlfriend, Lauren Parigi, Lisa Parigi, excuse me, who reportedly is in her 30s. Lionel Richie with his new bae. He's 71 and she's 30. Love wins, a fan posted with the picture, which Richie initially shared for Valentine's Day. Now, so another fan said, to his credit, he don't look 71. But then another person replied and said, 40-year age gap, as in she was 0 and he was 40. L, a bunch of O's. L, another reply.
Okay, so
we thought it was creepy earlier, but I just asked this question.
She was 0.
Do we think that this is weird, or do we give more of a pass because it's Lionel Richie and everybody loves Lionel Richie?
He's a young 71, first of all. I would say when you look at a woman maybe in her 40s or 50s and he's 71, it's different because they've been dating for 7 years. So that makes you wonder, how old was she when they met? Was she in her 20s?
Early 20s, and he was in his early to mid 60s.
And that to me is creepy because when I think of someone in their early 20s, I think they just graduated college.
How about this fact that Nicole Richie is... his adopted daughter is older than his girlfriend.
Okay, yeah. Are
now
you sure about
David
that?
David Foster-y. Yeah, Nicole Richie's 39.
Wow. Yikes.
David Foster, Catherine McPhee, same kind of thing.
Yes. I mean, if you love each other, you do, I guess. It's just you're going to have to be prepared to hear people say things like,
be
ew.
Prepared.
Like, ew.
But you know what? Lionel gets more of a pass because he is just so gosh darn likable. But the 0 and 40 thing is weird. That would be like me, let's say I was single, finding the love of my life eventually, and she would not be born for another 3 years.
Right. Right. I mean, that means when she was 17, he was 57.
This is math that we're doing, guys.
Yeah.
This is on the fly.
But
math.
You remember how we were talking about dog years and how it's not really 7 years for every year, you know, seven human years. I do think there is something to that when you're 40, the gap is smaller if you're dating a 70-year-old than if you're 20 and dating a 60-year-old. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It changes. The more you get older, then you all just fall into the adult category.
Correct.
Yeah, developmentally, yes. There are things that happen your first 20 years that don't happen your next 20 years or the 20 years after that.
Right, Steve. You're smart.
Be prepared! Sorry, that's from Scar in the movie Lion King. And it wasn't fitting here. And I want to say that out loud, that I realized that.
All right. This is a good place to pause.
Regroup. Figure out what we're doing
here.
Yeah,
we'll come back. How about a study?
Oh, we got a study. How long do you drive around in your car if your check engine light is on? Is it like, all right, got to go. Change of plans. Sorry, won't be at dinner tonight.
You put a piece of tape over it.
I have psychologically done the equivalent of that. I will tell on myself, and we'll get into the survey and the Facebook question today, which was, what'd you have for dinner last night? Take a tour inside of other people's homes. See how we all live. That's next on Donna and Steve. Hey, Donna.
Hey, what, Steve?
I would like to talk with you about my underwear now.
All right, fine.
You have to sit
no
there
eye
and
contact.
Listen. No, okay, of course. Right, okay, I'm looking in the other direction. Here's the deal. The Chill Boys underwear that I'm wearing now, the boxer briefs that are made of bamboo, panda approved, are so stinking comfortable. And I know that you have some too. And go ahead, preach about it.
Okay, so here's the deal. I'm wearing the bamboo boxers.
Yes.
And they're cool. I mean, like physically, temperature-wise, they're cool.
Isn't it wild? You notice it. When you put it on your leg, you feel the coolness of the fabric, which is crazy to me.
Without a doubt. They're also really soft. They're breathable. I know for you, they've got anti-chafing, which is a great thing. Women love them too. You might not give them back to your guy if you buy them for him.
That's the truth. For women, they can just be like comfy around the house, shorts or jammy shorts. And dudes, I'm telling you, you will try them on once. They will be the most comfortable pair of boxers or boxer briefs that you've ever put on. If you want more information, you want to order, you can easily go to chillboys.com. Chill Boys, comfort where it counts.
Yeah!
Welcome back. Thank you for listening. It's Donna and Steve.
Hi, everyone. I'm Steve. She's Donna. You know us from various places.
Like the Donna and Steve Show. And that's it.
Studies have shown that
the microbial...
Several long-term studies have shown...
They've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown...
And here with their findings are study buddies...
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
Okay, that's not it. Steve, you're a big TV star.
Oh, well, oh my gosh. You're talking about Twin Cities Live.
Yes!
Weekdays at 3 p.m. I saw Julia the other day. Yet again, nearly turned into a... physical altercation, she being the aggressor. We, of course, go opposite Lori and Julia. And I told her and V. Arthur about your plan, which was just telling people to turn Twin Cities Live on their television and just turn the volume down and listen to Lori and Julia. Everybody wins!
Yes, queen! I was messing with Julia yesterday.
Oh.
Because she loaned me a book, but then she was like, oh, you can have it. And then she asked for it back yesterday.
Oh.
And I was like, no, you gave it to me. I'm going to read it. And so I could tell she was getting nervous in her text. She was like, so I never gave it to you. I can't remember. And then I was like, oh, I better just. So I just said, just kidding. Of course I'll bring it in. And then she called me a loser and a creep. She's very aggressive, that one.
Oh, geez.
She's little, but she's loud.
Yes.
Anyway, we do have a study.
We do. That has to do with your check engine light. We've all had the moment you're driving, the check engine light comes on, and then you just have a decision to make. Am I going to be responsible? Am I going to put this at the top of the to-do list? After all, it is the engine of my vehicle, how I get around, or do we just ignore it? According to a new survey, people will drive around for an average of 9 days with the check engine light on before they actually take their car into the shop. The survey also found almost half of Americans have been late to an event or missed it completely because of their car breaking down.
Oh, wow.
And the most common things you miss, by the way, isn't this always how it goes? Are birthday parties and hanging out with friends. Never work. Car never breaks down on the way to work. It's always on the way to a show, to the movies.
Yeah, something petting fun. Zoo. Sure, petting zoo.
Okay. I have had my check engine light on for, and I don't want to exaggerate, I think it's got to be at least 3 months.
You mean currently?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Also, low tire pressure. Need to go fill those.
Oh, yeah. Nobody wants to do that. Okay, so what I'm thinking is that you and I probably think the same thing, that it's just some computer glitch that needs to be reset. Right?
More or less. This was our mistake. Clearly, there's nothing wrong with your engine.
Correct.
Go on about your day.
Yeah, it's like the guy who changed the oil last just did something wrong.
Didn't hit it. Yeah. I can hear my car, though. I can hear it doing weird things.
Oh, you just turn the radio up. What are you doing, man?
Turn the radio up. Hey, now, okay, we did a study. Maybe we'll get to another one, but let me tell you this. You were talking about, so Julia loaned you a book, or gave you a book.
Yeah, I was under the impression that she gave it to me, but whatever.
I had this encounter. Kelly Hansen, you can call in and defend yourself. Twin Cities Live reporter Kelly Hansen, if you're listening. I forgot my wallet a couple weeks ago. And was going to my barbershop where it's cash only. And so I forgot my wallet, which means I couldn't go to an ATM to get money. So then I was like, oh, goodness, what do I do? And then I said, hey, maybe somebody here has money. Does anybody have, I just needed 40 bucks. Does anybody have 40 bucks? And Kelly Hansen, and I said, I can cash app you. Like once, I can cash app you now. Kelly Hansen pulls out a $100 bill and said, oh my gosh, I didn't even know I had this $100 bill in here.
Oh, that's nice.
And I said, whoa. And then she was like, yeah, here, you can use this. And then I was like, great, I'll cash app you once I get home. And then Lisa, producer Lisa from Twin Cities Live, she's in there as well. And I was like, well, Lisa, do you have any money? Maybe something not as big as 100. And she was like, oh, I think I have 40 bucks. And then she goes to find her wallet, doesn't have her wallet. Now, me asking for money causes her to remember that she forgot her wallet as well.
Oh, wow. That's strange.
So then before we leave, we're getting ready. We're like out on set for the show. And then Kelly said, oh, I need to go get you your money. And I was like, I love how the dynamic has changed where now it's you owe me this money. Go get me my money. So she goes up and she hands me the $100 bill. And just this reminded me because you're talking about Julia and we gave Kelly a hard time about this. She then handed me the $100 bill and said, hey, can you actually get me another $100 bill in return? So instead of me cash apping her or just finding cash
at
home.
Oh, she wants you to go to the bank.
No, I got to go to the bank.
Or to the ATM.
No, not the ATM.
She wants
ATM doesn't
bill.
Do a 20. She wanted a $100 bill.
Well, that's the price you have to pay when you ask somebody for money.
But that happened.
She asked you for a favor.
No,
so
it was
her?
A Venmo thing before that. And then once the $100 bill went into my hand, this new fondness for the $100 bill, sensing the crispness of the currency. And I had to now, I was like, I got to go to the bank to meet with a teller instead of just texting it to you on my phone.
Meet with a teller.
I don't know how you get $100.
You just go through the drive-thru and go, hey, here's my ATM card. Can I get a $100 bill? Bye. However, anyway, those lines are very long.
I was able to find a $100 bill at my house.
Oh!
In the $100 bill drawer.
Well, I bet. Oh, your kids, huh?
No, it was a gift from Christmas. We were given a $100 bill, nice and crisp. So
wow.
I was able to give it to her. But
wow, somebody
I'm just
has
saying,
no need for money that they just leave $100 bills hanging around.
Look, I thought you and I were going to be on the same page here.
Nope.
Saying that Julia and Kelly are of the same ilk. You know what I mean? And you and me are getting yanked around emotionally. No?
Kelly, I mean, I think it's her $100 bill, and if she would like it to remain intact, that's a personal thing. But
she had said Venmo before, and then she handed it to me. I was desperate.
They changed their minds on us.
Yes.
All right.
And now we have to play by their rules.
All right, I'll take your side.
That's right. Guy power.
I am not a man.
All right, fine. Girl power. does your toothbrush have crap on it?
Like toothpaste? Oh, you mean literal.
Literal.
Ew.
It's known as toilet plume. It's the term for tiny germ-filled droplets. That
you gotta see Rob's face right now. He looks like that Edvard Munch painting from Scream.
All right, well, listen. Toilet plume are the tiny germ-filled droplets that end up in the air when you flush a toilet. And people have been stressing over this for years because experts said some of that plume can end up on your toothbrush. But a new study found, you probably don't have to worry about it. Researchers at Northwestern analyzed the bacteria on 35 used toothbrushes, and they did find a lot of bacteria, but not the type that you flush. The vast majority of the microbes
are from your mouth?
Yes, your mouth or your skin, not your gut.
We really do need to change those toothbrushes more often than we do, don't we?
Every 5 years, got to swap them out.
Oh, Steve, you're funny.
Let's play a game.
Okay.
We're going to play the Millennial X Games.
Yes, we are.
And this, after an eight-month hiatus, just got brought back a few weeks ago. We now have Rocco on board, who he is the mastermind, because Donna and I were stacking the deck against one another.
We were.
Knowing our respective weak spots. Rocco comes in without any skin in the game.
Yep.
And he has got creative questions.
Even the playing field. Yep.
One-to-one right now. You can call now and play along and help one of us win. We need a millennial to call and a Gen Xer to call. 651-641-1071. Millennial X Games. You can play. Call now. 651-641-1071.
You're going down!
Generation X versus Millennials.
These are the Millennial X Games. Steve, the Millennial.
I can't even.
Versus Donna, the Gen Xer.
Like, totally awesome.
And here's your host, I am Grant. I'm not Grant.
Oh my gosh, Rocco.
I'm not Grant. All right, Rocco.
Rocco, how are you doing with Lojays? Everything okay?
You know, I'm getting through it.
Lori was gone for a while, and now she's back, and okay, she's great. Rested and tanned. So,
oh, good, good.
I think we'll be
she's
good.
Happy. Okay, yeah. That's good.
All right. Yeah.
All right.
So I think Rob's lining up Steve's lifeline.
Okay.
But just to recap, you guys have been doing this game show, this revived game show. It's a yes. revival.
Yes, it's a reboot of sorts.
Yes. And so far it's 1-1.
Yeah, there was controversy last week. But they, Colleen and Bradley stormed the joint and tried to overturn something. Turned out I had already lost. At one point they were going to take away my rightful win from the week before, but we're keeping my original week one win, Donna's week two win, and so we go into this as a rubber match tied up at 1-1.
Cool. Well, I know there was a Care Bear controversy, but
there was.
You know, Steve, you would have won had you known, you know, the difference between Voyager 2, Challenger, and the Hubble Space Telescope.
Listen, I really felt like that was difficult last week. That was really hard. But we respect the game maker that you are, Rob.
Well, yeah, let's see where we're at. So who decides who goes first and all that?
Donna gets to decide because Donna won last time. So, Donna, you can choose to receive the first question or give the first question
okay.
to me.
Okay, before I do that, thank you, Beth, our millennial, for calling in.
What up, Beth?
And being my lifeline. And Jeannie, she's our Gen Xer. She is your lifeline.
Jeannie.
I think I'm going to take the first question. I would like to receive the first question.
Okay. You ready to spin the wheel?
Okay, here I go. Okay. movies.
Television. Okay, I'm going to give you the character names of the TV mom and dad.
Oh, shoot.
And you tell me what show they were on.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, the mom and dad are Kitty and Red Foreman.
Kitty and Red Foreman.
Ooh.
I am going to say that I'm not going to use my lifeline yet. That 70s show.
Yes.
Whoa.
It is. What? Yes. Woo!
I never really watched that
Me
show.
Either. I just took a guess.
I just know Fez and Ashton Kutcher.
Nice.
Bye.
Wow, Donna, you didn't even have to burn a lifeline.
Yeah, I still got my lifeline.
Oh, woo. That sucks hard.
Okay, so now we go over to Steve, right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready to spin that wheel?
Yeah, let me reach up and grab it.
Okay. Spin that wheel.
Movies. Ooh. I've been watching a lot of Price is Right on Pluto TV, and it is fun to watch those people spin the wheel. Don't you wish you could have?
Yeah, it looks real heavy.
Yeah,
Rocco,
wouldn't you like to know?
Oh, here, here comes Steve.
No, I don't. No, my brother was on. He made it to the Showcase Showdown and absolutely sucked when he made it there. But I used to intern for the Late Show with Craig Ferguson for 3 weeks.
Okay,
and you would walk backstage when you had to go to the refrigerator and. On the other, right near the refrigerator, as I recall, was The Price is Right. And you could hear it being shot on the other side of this wall at the soundstage. But sometimes in the, you just walk the hall and there was the wheel.
Oh.
Right there. Without, not on set, backstage, next to boxes or whatever. And oh, always tempted to spin it.
Oh, wish for I would have sure. taken a picture. I just want to know how, you know, what it felt, what the
how
weight of it was.
It?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so you landed on movies.
All right.
Can you name the 1988 Western film starring Emilio Estevez, Kiefer Sutherland, Lou Diamond Phillips, and Charlie Sheen?
Oh, Lord in heaven. All right. This is not City Slickers. That is Billy Crystal and various cast members. Oh, no. God. All right. I have to go to my lifeline, Jeannie. We are calling on you, and we are hoping for good things, Jeannie. Does this 1988 movie ring a bell?
I love it, and it is like escaping me right this minute. Oh,
okay, now think about the actors. Take a breath. Emilio Estevez, Charlie Sheen.
See the poster.
And it's not Blazing Saddles. We know
no, it's not.
It's, and it's not City Slickers.
Well,
Young Guns.
Young Guns is our final answer.
That's right.
Oh.
I don't know why I feel that Jeannie may have cheated.
She was Googling, yeah.
Hey, listen.
We got to get that timer. No. 30 seconds. No, we believe you, Jeannie.
Oh, I could have hit the disc. Kidding.
Nobody cheated. Okay. It's very fair.
Okay, all right, 1-1.
Thank you, Jeannie. Are we done? Does
yep,
Jeannie
she's
Jeannie,
done.
Stay on the line, Jeannie.
Keep her on the line in case.
Yeah, try to pull it out for you.
Okay. We are going back to Donna. Are
all right.
you ready to
yep.
spin that wheel?
Yes.
Okay.
Woo!
Lifestyle.
Oh, boy.
Okay. At the 2004 Tony Awards, the prize for Best Musical went to a show featuring puppets who swear, get naked, and sing about racism and internet porn.
I actually saw this.
Can you name that play?
I can.
Okay.
Avenue Q.
The internet is for porn.
What are you doing?
Why you think the net was born? Porn.
Yes.
It is really disturbing. I saw this live.
In New York?
I did. I went with a bunch of friends. It was very funny.
I interviewed the puppets.
Really?
As they were in character. And, you know, imagine me, Steve Pruderson, trying to conduct a very delicate interview with Trekkie. It didn't go great.
All right, Tommy Topper.
I'm just saying. That's cool that you saw it, though, Donna.
Thank you, Steve. It was off Broadway, though. It wasn't actually on Broadway.
Oh, very cool. Very hip.
Yeah, that's it. That's indie.
All right, Steve's going to roll the spin the wheel. Here it goes.
Hey! That's...
Television.
Damn. Yes!
Okay. Man. What ABC television show ran from 1988 to 1993? And featured a character from the fictional Mediterranean island Mipos.
Mipos was the homeland of one Balki Bartokomas. He found his American cousin Larry, in the show Perfect Strangers.
This was a good show.
Listen to this.
I would have said Alf.
Yeah, Mipos. He was from Malmac. Alf was.
That's good. Also, yeah, first when I wrote this question, I wrote down that Balki was an alien. And then I was like, no, that's not.
Balki was not an alien. Fun fact. When I was 12, I was in New York and in Central Park. Who's there sitting on the bench? I couldn't believe it. Who was there sitting on the bench? Was Cousin Larry. And when I approached him, he was so kind.
Oh, my God, are you going to have a story for everything?
And he gave off the impression as though he wasn't getting stopped a lot. This
did
is 3 years after
you guys watch
the
HBO show The Leftovers?
No.
No.
Because at some point, like in season two or three, Cousin Larry and Perfect Strangers becomes like a subplot. It's
pretty
funny.
Really?
That's cool. Yeah.
So there you go. That's that. So now it's 2-2. I'm starting to be like, oh, I better look up that email I sent to Grant about a tiebreaker.
The tiebreaker. Yeah, well, so. Donna still has a lifeline here,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'll use her regardless.
Okay, so let's spin that final wheel for Donna. Oops, I got to turn the music up because it's not a real wheel.
It is too.
Real music.
No! All right.
Music, you were a disc jockey for many years.
I know, but I spent 20 years in country music. So I have a blind spot. Shut up, Rocco.
Okay.
Beth, hang on. We're going to definitely use Beth.
Oh,
but go ahead. But first, I'll take the question.
Name the Jamaican musician who had a worldwide number one in 1995 with the song Boombastic.
Oh, it's a great song.
Mr. Boombastic called me fantastic.
All right, Beth, I'm going to need your help. Hi, Beth.
Rocco, can you repeat the name of the song?
Yes, the name of the song from 1995. It was a big hit around the world. Boombastic.
Shaggy.
Do we have
Shaggy final?
Okay,
there we go. She called me Mr. Boombastic.
Yes.
All right.
Now
it's up to Steve.
Thank you, Beth.
I'll put Beth back on the road.
Come on, Stevie boy. Do this one for the kids.
Okay, let's hit the roll. I mean, not the button. Let's spin
the
wheel.
I'll spin the wheel. I have it here.
Lifestyle.
Okay.
D word.
Steve's without the lifeline, but we'll see how we do this. Can you name the brand of sneakers popular in the 1980s that featured a zipper pocket on the side?
All right. There are a couple options here. I do not believe that it was Nike. Reebok is another option. Puma, did they have a zipper? Adidas. Pony.
Oh God! You now have 10 seconds.
Yes, I'm gonna go with D. Reebok. Final answer.
It was kind of a one-off brand called Kangaroos.
Kangaroos are the news.
Kangaroos. Yeah. I think they're still around.
They did. I looked it up. They did bring them back. At one point, they were endorsed by Walter Payton.
Really?
So there you go. Well, wow.
Way to go, Donna.
Yeah. I don't need to go to that tiebreaker. Yes. Donna is the winner.
Yes, Quig.
Yeah. You rock,
yes.
Donna.
Yes. Do you guys remember, congratulations to our Beth, and thank you to Jeannie. Steve,
yeah.
Do you remember those hats that had little kangaroos on them?
Oh, kangles.
Kangles.
Isn't that what you do to keep...
K-A-N-G-O-L? LL Cool J was big on those.
Oh, I thought you were talking about those exercises that you do to keep your...
Kegels. Those are kegels. Yeah. You could do kegels while wearing a kangle.
All right. Cool.
Even if you have kankles.
All right. Rocco, thank you so much.
I'll write some more questions for next week.
Thanks,
Rocco. Okay. Nice job.
All right. Oh, and Beth, hang on the line. And Jeannie, we're sorry. We're going to let you go. But thank you. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
All right. Steve, you want to come back in a couple of minutes?
Not particularly. I'm down in the dumps.
No, we're going to get your Facebook question. We're going to tackle some of those answers when we come right back on My Talk 107.1. Final stretch of the Donna and Steve show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. In case you missed it, I was the big winner today for the Millennial X Games. Thank you.
Congratulations, Donna.
Thank you, Steve. And congratulations to Beth. She picked up a digital copy of The Croods, A New Age.
Oh, we loved that movie. A lot of fun. If you have a little one in your life, it'll be great.
Good to know.
If not, you'll feel a little weird watching it. Congrats, Beth.
Way to go, Beth. Are The Croods like a family?
They're a family. A cave family.
Oh, gotcha.
Yes. Nicolas Cage is the father. Emma Stone is the daughter. Ryan Reynolds is the new guy. Love interest. It was surprisingly good. We all liked it. Everybody liked it.
Oh, that's good to know. Okay.
Yeah. It was actually one of Cloris Leachman's last projects.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's good to know.
This was surprising. During the break, not us directly, Don or me, but our headquarters, Hubbard headquarters, was contacted by Mark Zuckerberg directly from Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And he said, our servers are having problems. We just keep hearing this sound. Because so many of you responded to this Facebook question. What did you have for dinner last night?
Hmm.
By the way, this post has 2 shares. What a unique post to share.
Hmm.
So I thought with this, since I've had a couple of swings and misses with Facebook questions recently, this would guarantee get a lot of responses. And Donna, why it's so valuable for you and me and our listeners to hear is it shows you how we're all living. That's why we like social media. We just like to peek into the lives of other people, right? What are they up to?
Well, and also it might give you some ideas of what you can make for dinner tonight.
You, my friend, are drawing tootin'. Let me rattle some off. Kelly made barbecue beef sandwiches and parm roasted baby potatoes.
Mm.
Not even full growners.
Just the babies.
Cauliflower mac and cheese.
Yum.
Oh, with Italian sausage is what Mandy made.
Erin made country fried steak.
Get out of town. I haven't had that since I was at a Claim Jumper restaurant in California.
Oh, you got to get to a brown round. Nikki says chicken bulgogi and kimchi.
If they seem difficult, would you just let me give it a crack first? Bulgogi?
Oh, chicken bulgogi. Yeah, chicken bulgogi and kimchi. Chicken bulgogi?
Okay, just because you're saying it faster doesn't make it more...
Bulgogi?
What is bulgogi?
Don't worry about
it. Okay, all right. Leftover green curry chicken that I made myself, not takeout. Roasted homegrown chicken... Baked potatoes and asparagus. That's good, Christine.
Chicken fingers and fries.
Caitlin, my buddy Caitlin, Taco Bell. The best with a Mountain Dew. Preach it, sister. Felt like a party for me. I was up late watching WWE on Hulu. It was great. Yes, Queen.
Someone had a mushroom quiche with salad. That sounds great. Oh, wow. Tuna spinach mushroom quiche.
Oh, how wonderful.
That's delicious.
Somebody did have beef sticks and cheese. So
okay, so that's more along the lines of what I had.
Okay, what did you have?
I had some turkey jerky,
oh,
a piece of Swiss cheese.
Oh, yeah.
And some sun-dried tomato crackers. That's it.
Wow.
Thank you.
I had an apple.
I'm having an apple right now. You're my best friend.
We are both humans. I had an apple for dinner last night.
Yeah, I heard you.
No follow-up questions? Why just an apple?
I assume you had a really big lunch.
No.
Diet.
Goat cheese ravioli, says Lene. Parmesan roasted cauliflower and Parmesan chicken tenders and a spring green salad. I mean, some of these people are getting the bleep after it on a Tuesday. How about Mike? Maybe it's Mikkei. King crab and corn chowder, grilled steaks, and twice baked potatoes. We sat at opposite ends of the dining room table because I thought that would be funny. For a fancy meal like that. That's good.
Funny. Oh, a lot of Taco Tuesdays out there.
Yes, that's a thing for people. That's great because it takes the guesswork out, right?
It sure does, Steve.
We should start
maybe
doing...
Maybe we should do Walleye Wednesdays.
Walleye...
Let's just pick something.
All right. What is it? Meat Mondays? Macaroni Monday. Taco Tuesday.
I'm going to go Meatless Monday. Meatless Monday, Taco Tuesday...
Walleye Wednesday.
Walleye Wednesday.
How about Thirsty Thursday? We just have shakes for dinner.
Okay. I like
and
it.
And then Fish Fridays.
Yeah, it's Lent. Rob, what did you have?
Salmon Saturdays.
Oh, Salmon Saturdays. I like that too.
And a steak Sunday. Go ahead,
Rob. What'd you have?
Avocado toast with some really nice marinara sauce on top.
Oh, that sounds very good.
Robert.
Fancy.
This. Do you? How many avocados do you have at your place?
Well, this was... I got a large avocado, $2 at Kowalski's. Huh. I should have known that the bigger the avocado, the bigger the seed inside, right?
Oh.
So you don't really get that much more avocado. You just get a really big rock in it.
This That's is like funny. When you get it, like a really big bag of chips. And then you cut it open and you look at the next one that's normal size. It's the same amount of chips, just more air.
That's funny.
A bigger rock.
Oh, man. That's good. Do you do the trick to get the avocado out with the knife? You just kind of,
And half the time it ends up on the floor.
Yeah.
It just,
I know.
Pops right out. Let's see. Denise said she was going to make creamy Italian instant chicken and pasta. Mm. Caved and ordered Umbria pizza. Didn't want to cook. And finally. Umbria pizza. Oh,
God. What is Umbria pizza?
It must be a place. Sheila had lobster bisque, Caesar salad, popovers. Sauteed walleye, broiled shrimp and chocolate cake, all at Jensen's Food and Cocktails Supper Club.
Yum!
Celebrating my husband's 50th birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Sounds like you're celebrating it with a heart attack. No, that's all good for you. I would love that. Lobster bisque, forget it. You give me lobster bisque, Donna, or crab bisque, forget it. I love it. You know who has great lobster bisque?
Your mom. Okay. Right. I was channeling Bradley Traynor, your mom.
Yeah.
Who does? Who does?
Thanks. Lola's Lake House in Waconia.
Oh.
Has a lobster bisque that you will lick the bowl clean at the end. Doesn't matter if you're in the restaurant or not. Oh, it's so good. Oh, I could really go for some bisque.
You're hangry a little.
I think I might be. I had an apple for dinner last night. I don't know if you heard.
I did. Are you just trying to eat less before you go to bed?
I was going to eat a dinner, and then I was like, oh, what am I going to have? Because we ordered pizza for the kids, and then we took them out to get blizzards. Mm. And so we didn't really game plan for us. And I was like, I'm just going to eat this apple.
Wow, that would not cut it for me. Like, when people are like, I'm hungry, give me some gummy bears. No, the two don't go hand in hand because gummy bears don't satiate one's hunger.
Satiate. Satiety.
I have an apple as the last thing I eat at night before I go to bed. They make me sleepy. I learned not to eat apples during the day. I don't know why that is. Oranges, they'll perk you up, but apples put me to sleep.
Stuff up?
No, really? I'm serious. Hmm. Something about, I don't know, the sugar content or whatever. But
They say an apple is good for, that's a good fruit to go for if you are trying to trim down. It has something to do with its sugar. And I think you're right, Rob, about like how it is processed by your body. It's one of the better diet fruits. I'm ending on that. Thank you, everybody.
No.
Pleasure to serve.
Don't leave me here to clean up your mess. All right, good game today, Steve.
Satiate.
Rod, thank you so much for helping us these past few days.
Welcome.
We appreciate
you. Thank you, Brother Rod.
All right, Colleen and Bradley are coming in next. I'm going to join them for blind items, too, coming up at 12:30. Elizabeth's going to have a dirt alert coming up in about 20 minutes. All good stuff up next.